chapter 483. He owes them 7 years of old covenant time. He takes the church off the earth and repays them. That's the tribulation period. Look how flawless his timing is. So that 7 years is not for the church. It's for the Jews and for Jerusalem. It's going to go back to old covenant time. They're going to start having sacrifices. And he even gets into detail here. He said there's going to be a covenant for 1 week. And he said the Antichrist, midway through the tribulation, he's going to go into the temple and say that I'm God. You talk about an uh-oh moment for the Jews. I mean, right now, all the rabbis are like the Messiah has to come right now. Because of event after event after event after event after event. I mean, I don't go into all of it, but they're building the triumphal arch in Palmyra where the Baal worship started. And the Talmud says that when you see that, the Messiah is just about to come. Russia started rebuilding it last week. So there's all these things about the Messiah about to come. But you know what? The Antichrist is going to come on the scene and they're going to think he's the Messiah. You talk about an uh-oh moment. Midway through the trip, he's going to go into the temple and go, bleh. And they're going to go, yikes, he's not the Messiah. This guy's the devil. You know, and the Bible says that they go over into Jordan for safety. They go to Petra. How many of you watch the movie Transformers? You know, I was preaching in a men's meeting in Boise, and they said, well, the movie tonight's Transformers. I go, I don't want to see that movie. Man, it was awesome. A great movie. And in the second Transformer movie, it takes place in Petra. Those carvings in those walls. So the Jews are going to go over into Petra midway through the trib and run from the Antichrist. All this stuff is being set up right now. The crazy thing, I don't even talk about this very much because I don't have time, but I'm going to stop here in just a second. I was watching a video from a couple years ago in Petra. Now, Petra is real dry. There's no water there. Inside of a wall, water started pouring out about as wide as this building, forming a brand new water source right there in Petra. Why? Because the Jews are getting ready to go there. So God's already supplied water for them before they get there. For thousands of years, there's no water there. Now, there's water. It's like there's a God involved. It's pretty crazy. So with all that, go back to Thessalonians. We'll close with this. Go back to Thessalonians. It's remarkable all the things that are set up and ready for this stuff. It's just like, seriously, that's happening, that's happening, that's happening. Yes, one thing after another. Go back there to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll close with this. Verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's page 257 if you've got a Bible like mine. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Now, he's going to talk about two different groups here. He's going to talk about us and he's going to talk about the world. Watch the difference. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they, the world, shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, the world, as travail upon a woman with child, they, the world, shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day would overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light, you're the children of day. We are not in the children of the night, nor of darkness. So here, Paul, the whole subject of Thessalonians there, chapter 5, is he's not appointed you to wrath, and you're not in darkness that day would overtake you. Now I'm going to give you some conjecture for a second before we dismiss. I believe we'll know almost the day of the coming of the Lord, the rapture. Well, we've been taught that we wouldn't know. How many of you knew the day of your wedding? Did it catch you by surprise? Whoop, I'm married. No. There's save the date. My daughter, when she got married, she's been married 10 years now. She got married in California, and I've never worked so hard in all my life. We had 9 bridesmaids, and my daughter goes, Dad, you'll be able to do this, this, and this. And I'm like, I saw what I had to accomplish before the wedding date. I mean, I worked harder than I've ever worked in my life. It didn't catch me by surprise. And how many did your wedding catch you by surprise? No. But we have that tendency to think because of wrong teaching over the years that we won't know when the rapture is going to be. You even say that now in a Word of Faith church and people just buckle up on you like, well, you can't tell when the Lord's coming. He just said right there, that day won't overtake you as a thief. Yeah. Right. Now you say, well, you think we'll know? I think it's going to, right before the rapture of the church, I think you're going to be having services. You'll take the service 7 to 9. You'll take the service 9 to 11. You'll take the service 11 to 1. You'll take the service 1 to 3. You'll take the service 3 to 5. I think we'll be having church 24 hours a day. I think people will be running into church, getting born again, and we'll be go, wow, we're about to be raptured. There'll be such an anticipation, but it won't be weird or goofy. You won't go out and buy a Ferrari. You'll go, I'm about to go to heaven. I mean, because that's the fear, like someone's going to run their credit cards up. There'll be such an awe and such a reverence for all of a sudden my life is going to be changed in such a way that I'll never, ever get tired again, and I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus forever. The excitement of that, man, we'll be gathering. And I believe we'll be in church like, man, this is it. And we won't know the exact second, but we'll go, here we go, man. Let's worship God for a little bit. And all of a sudden, there we go. To worship and to honor and to magnify Him. To give Him glory and praise. Wow. The benediction of lifting Him up as God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The proper mentality that He'll take His rightful place in your soul and in your spirit as King and God. Wow. I think there's going to be some adjustments in all of our hearts to get ready for that. Just like in a wedding, the excitement is there, and all of a sudden we're about to come husband and wife. All of a sudden we're about to go to the throne of God. Man, I would do this before we lead up to that. I would make my heart be so close to Him. I'd get my relationship fervent. I'd make my thought patterns in line with His Word and to honor Him. Not that we're trying to please Him with works, but wouldn't it be better if you're getting ready to get married? And when you get engaged, you talk to your bride to be more, not less. How many of you talk so much on the phone that it was ridiculous? I'll give you this one and we'll close. You know, my wife and I, she lived in California. She's from Azusa and I'm from Tulsa. And we were dating, and this was 15 years ago. And I'm thinking, man, I can't date by text. I'd gone out to California and gone out with her. She'd been on the mission field. She was in Bangkok. And we went out, you know, and I started trying to send text, you know. How do you send text? Your hair is pretty. I mean, it doesn't work. So I moved her from California to Tulsa so I could court her. See, God's moved Israel back to the land so He can court her. And He's going to show off where Russia's going to come down on Israel. And 82% of Russia is going to be wiped out. 5/6 of Russia is going to be gone. Why? So that the heathen may know that He is God. So we've said it. God's getting ready to play rat-a-tat-tat with His baseball bat. Because in this dispensation, God's not, I mean, it's so cool. God's not mad at anybody. Germany killed 6 million Jews and prospered. Now don't get mad at me. I'm going to say something now that sometimes Word of Faith people get mad at me. God's not judging people right now.
I say it all the time.
I mean, people go, well, God's judging America. No, if judgment was, if Katrina was judgment on America, when God goes to judging, you can't find anybody alive. New Orleans is still there. When God goes to judging, you can't find Sodom and Gomorrah. They keep looking for it, can't find it. Vaporized. So God's not judging anybody right now. Isn't that amazing? And in this dispensation, He's pouring out His mercy and His kindness. But all of a sudden the church is going to be evacuated. And man, the gloves are going to come off, man. He's going to go, you're going to mess with my Israel? We're going to boom, 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 boom. He'll show off for Israel. And their hearts will turn. Spirit of supplication will come upon that nation. 144,000 evangelists will be raised up. And the Bible says they go out and have a harvest that's innumerable. You can number a 200 million man army at the Battle of Armageddon, but you can't number the people that get saved because there's so many. That's a lot of people. So the earth is getting ready for such great changes. Horrible time called the tribulation, but in the midst of that, half the population of the earth gets saved. Just like when Jesus was on the cross, one thief got saved, the other thief did not, 50%. And at the second coming, you got 50%. One's taken and one's left. That's not the rapture, that's at the second coming. Jesus said, I'll let the wheat grow with the tares, and at the end of the age, the angels will be the reapers. So the earth's getting ready for our Father to have His Son be magnified in all the earth. It's called the revelation of the King. Wow. So every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that He's Lord. So what great things ahead. We get to be raptured. We get to go to the reward seat of Christ, go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, make preparation for a 1,000-year reign. And we'll be busy, we'll be fulfilled, it'll be wonderful. There'll be roller coasters, it'll be a very natural 1,000 years. We'll get into that tomorrow. So just wonderful things ahead. Really, 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 really cool things ahead. And Daddy will not take the T-Bird away. We'll have fun, fun, fun. And Daddy won't take the T-Bird away. So it'll be cool. It tells you how old I am. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Thank You for this wild group that came on Saturday night.